Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi-Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, October 4th, 1941, workers' representation received a great boost with the official registration of the Barbados Workers' Union. Prior to that period, the working people of Barbados, agricultural workers, bakers, stevedores, lightermen, bus drivers, and conductors, to name a few, had struggled to secure hikes in wage levels and better conditions of work. Clement Paine had tried to create some form of labor organization, but was deported before he could bring this to fruition. However, the island-wide revolt in July 1937 and the establishment of the Dean and Royal Commissions would accelerate the process towards union registration. The Moyne Commission had recommended that laws be passed to recognize and protect trade unions. Finally, the Trade Union Act was passed in 1940, paving the way for the registration of the union, which would be the economic arm of the Barbados Progressive League established 3 years earlier. Grantley Adams, the party's leader, became the first president of the union, and Hugh Springer became its first general secretary. Workers at the port and those at the Central and Barbados Foundry were a key part of this union. Indeed, the union's first major battle was to defend one of its members, MacDonald Brathwaite, who was fired from his post at the Barbados Foundry in 1944 for taking more time over his job than he should have done. An 8-week strike resulted, and drew the support of sister unions in Trinidad and Curacao. A settlement was reached with the intervention of the governor. Brathwaite, who had worked at the company for 25 years, was paid a gratuity, and substantial wage increases were received by foundry workers. The union grew from strength to strength, and by 1945, had roped in approximately 5,500 members in 22 divisions. When both Adams and Springer left to take up higher duties, the mantle fell on Frank Walcott, who served the organization with distinction from 1948 to 1991. Today, the Barbados Workers' Union is a highly respected organization within the social partnership, with a track record of fighting for the social and economic betterment of the workers. It all started on this day, October 4th, 1941, when the union was officially registered.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.